It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Keith Guidry and Lauren Lungwa of Marketing and Community Engagement for the Lafayette Public Library. I look forward to this each time we get to talk.
Sean, we've been excited all week. This is great.
We're talking about the summer slump, and it's a real thing, and I'm seeing that all over in the news, and there's ways that you can prevent that, and that is by attending the Lafayette Public Library, checking out some books, but there's also other ways that you can get your hands on books. I know the Friends of the Lafayette Public Library, they're like your big, huge cheerleaders.
You know, I always love talking about our Friends of the Lafayette Public Library. They've been around since 1979. They held their first official meeting back in March of 1980. Some of the people who are working with the Friends, some of their board, those people have still been with them ever since the start of it all. So we love what they do. The Friends support the library through doing book sales and I guess their membership and other things like that. They help to pay for and provide some things that our budget doesn't normally cover. One thing that they do is they actually sponsor the book talk that we put out 5 times a year. And what that does is it has current information about the library along with all of the programs that we have coming up. So whenever people want to register for things and see just the breadth of everything that we offer them to come out and do some programs and classes, we have the Friends to help us thank for getting that information out. I know that Friends members get that mailed to them 5 times a year. If you have any interest in learning more about that, you can go to their social media page, which is Friends of the Lafayette Public Library. Just go to facebook.com/LafayetteFriends and you'll find it there. Or just go to our website. You'll find information about them, and you'll also find the book talk as a PDF on our website.
And I love when they have the sales. Everyone kind of goes a little bit crazy, but there's like perks for members. You get in a little bit extra early, then it's open to the public and you get to shop it by the inch.
It's amazing. If you like older books, they'll have that. If you like fantasy novels or romance novels, children's books, cookbooks, CDs, DVDs, I'll buy so much stuff there, I'll throw my back out twice a year. It's worth going. And then if you give a little extra, they have a bell that it's a tradition that you get to ring the bell if you give anything over what you get. And really, you get so much more by sponsoring and supporting the Friends. Doing that it just feels so good.
I know they have their sales twice a year, but aren't they doing a little something extra for the summer?
Yes, there is going to be a mini book sale at the main library coming up July 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. And that's going to feature children's books, Christmas craft books, and puzzles. So you can just get started early on those Christmas crafts in the summer.
That's going to be awesome. Christmas in July. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah. Never too early.
But this would be great. Great gift-giving items. You can give more. I want to know about the Northeast Lafayette Public Library. Congratulations. There is a name.
Yes. Yeah, so it's very excited. We're very excited to announced that the parish council they voted unanimously to adopt the name Norman C. Francis Library after the late civil rights leader who grew up right here in Lafayette. His family was there. Members of his family were there. There were several members of the community out there who spoke about the significance of this. So we're just very excited to have the opportunity to honor this extraordinary man. So if you go to our website, there's a page that information. You can look at all the latest information on the Norman C. Francis Library. It'll give you all the latest news. So like at the last library board meeting, the architect presented the proposed design, including the renderings. It's going to be constructed on the Holy Rosary property off Louisiana Avenue. If you go to LafayettePublicLibrary.org/NortheastInfo, it'll have all the latest news.
What's great is that we get to continue our mission of supporting the community, which we've done for 80 years, which is fantastic. This year will be our 80th anniversary of just as the parish grows, the Lafayette Public Library has grown to meet the needs as well. It's just such a blessing. So many people come through our doors every day. I think it's an average of like 2,500 people access all of the library systems and the meeting rooms and the boardrooms each and every day. There's free computers, Wi-Fi, all this stuff. We're just grateful for all that we get to do in Lafayette Parish.
We're grateful for all that you do and all the services that the Lafayette Public Library provides. Lauren Lungwa and Keith Guidry, thank you so much for all you do. And also thanks to the Friends of the Lafayette Public Library.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you.